with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says that journalists should devote more investigative attention to his two Democratic predecessors than to what he has termed a sordid and deceased Jeffrey Epstein. During an Oval Office meeting with Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., President Trump says it's time to address how his political enemies illegally plotted against him.
You know, when we caught Hillary Clinton, I said, you know what? Let's not go too far here. It's the ex-wife of a president, and I thought it was sort of terrible. And I let her off the hook, and I'm very happy I did. But it's time to start after what they did to me. And whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people.
President Trump is endorsing the re-election of South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds. Bob Agnew reports.
Rounds is expected to seek re-election next year, although he has yet to officially announce his candidacy. The president's early endorsement may be an effort to underscore that he's put his previous disagreement with Rounds aside. Back in 2022, Rounds drew Trump's ire when he said the 2020 election had been fair. At the time, the president called Rounds a jerk and vowed never to endorse him again. Now Trump writes on Truth Social, Mike Rounds has my complete and total endorsement for re-election. He will never let you down. Bob Agner reporting.
Los Angeles prosecutors have announced felony charges in connection with a car crash outside a nightclub over the weekend that injured 37 people and led to the driver being shot. L.A. County District Attorney Nathan Hochman on Tuesday charged the driver, who was identified as 29-year-old Fernando Ramirez. Partygoers were leaving the Vermont Hollywood venue at the end of a reggae hip-hop event early Saturday when the vehicle rammed into the crowd. On Wall Street, the Dow by 179 points. This is SRN News. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration has modified its suicide hotline under orders from President Trump.
Under President Biden, the agency added an extension where young people could call to discuss their gender identities and how they might carry out so-called gender transition. The controversial hotline somehow cost taxpayers more than $33 million in just 3 years. Mr. Trump has ordered it shut down.
SRN's Michael Harrington. Gay pride armbands are dividing players and teams at the Women's European Soccer Championships in Switzerland. The UEFA is giving team captains the option of wearing the rainbow armbands when they play or select plain monocolored versions with the word respect instead. Both versions have been worn so far at the tournament, with the captain's choices facing scrutiny for the meaning behind their decisions. This is SRN News. Another record on another mixed day for Wall Street.
Wall Street inched up to another record. That came as General Motors and other companies gave updates on how much President Donald Trump's tariffs are hurting or helping them. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Tuesday, beating the all-time high it set a day earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 179 points. It's about 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.4%. GM dropped 8.1% despite reporting a better profit than expected. The automaker said it still expects to see a $4 to $5 billion hit this year because of tariffs. Seth Sutel, New York.
The New York Jets have unveiled a fully renovated locker room complete with high-tech upgrades. Players arriving at training camp Tuesday saw 92 customized lockers, a larger sauna, a barber shop, and a massive Jets ceiling logo. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.